Michigan. This was the tug of war over right to work, and it was signed by the governor, who initially was defending the unions but changed his mind, the Republican governor. So Michigan approves the right to work law, even though there were all those protests. So ultimately what happened is you had thousands and thousands of people around the Capitol. You could hear that was pretty loud. 24th state to become a right-to-work state. For many of you, you may have spent a career in a union or avoiding the union. Which is better for America? Has the union swung too far to the other side, that pendulum, when once the union gave people what they needed because they were being treated like slave labor with no rights? And then, of course, it ultimately, like so much in life, goes to completely ridiculous heights in some cases, depending on what career we're talking about. But regardless, at the heart of this is right to work. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that's the name of this show. I hope you're all doing well this holiday season because, believe it or not, here we are really just 2 weeks away from Christmas and we're right in the middle of Hanukkah. It's supposed to be a time of year where you reflect, you look back at what happened, and then you punt forward and you get your strategy in line and you think about how great 2013 is going to be. But man, if you just came into this country and you picked up a Washington Post, a USA Today, a New York Post, let's say, a Los Angeles Times, you'd probably want to get on a plane and get out of this country. When so many want to come here, you look at the headlines of doom and gloom, the fiscal cliff, the indecision, the meetings after meetings, and the lack of specifics. My goodness, what is going on? It's the same tale, only it's being told in a different way. That's the bottom line. And in Michigan, the governor decided, okay, enough is enough. I'm signing this. Republican Governor Rick Snyder said, I'm signing this. And there was actually two blows to the labor movement, some would say, and especially where the auto industry is. And the auto industry is the workers for so long were used to, this is automatic, boy, this job, I'm making over, $100K, then my son's doing it, and his son's going to do it. Because it's really good money. It's a really good deal. And we're getting good benefits. And we've got a great pension. So we're passing this line of work on down. And that's changed it for a lot of different reasons. But what's also now changed is because the House in Michigan, the legislature, gave approval to two right-to-work pieces of legislation, and this is how it was. The one dealt with the public sector workers, the other the government employees, but both cleared the Senate last week, and then they were signed on Tuesday afternoon. So it basically means the union can't force you, you don't have to pay dues. That's it. They can't force you to support unions at work. So a union would lose its giant pot of gold and maybe presumably some of its power for sure in collective bargaining agreements without that. A lot of teachers called in sick or called in absent is what they say. So you had so many of the people that were protesting were teachers, not just auto workers. And it was like a standstill out at the Capitol. But the bottom line is this, it's already done. It's in, it's done. The president came out on Monday. He used a speech near Detroit to call out the Republicans. He specifically said these so-called right-to-work laws don't have anything to do with economics. They have everything to do with politics. This is the press. He said what they're really talking about is they're giving you the right to work for less money. You think that's true? You think the auto workers are having the screws put to them, the unions being opposed this way? Is big labor now a thing of the past? Is, you know, some people think right to work is the way to go because we're getting to the point where we have too much of a freeloader kind of system and it's crippling everything else. It is a surprise move if you look at what the governor was saying a couple years ago. But it's happened, and it's these are anti-union bills that are now laws, and we could see this have an effect throughout the rest of the country as more union dust-ups are starting to happen. Now, the Democrats could try and challenge one of the provisions that exempts police and firefighters, but trying to bring the proposal to a referendum would be pretty tough, because the bill had an appropriation, and there you go. Every state's different. Under Michigan law, appropriation bills can't be challenged by popular vote. So even though you had massive amounts of voices at the Capitol, it doesn't matter. Now it's done because the governor put his John Hancock on both of those bills. So the right to work bill became won't go on to become a referendum, at least I can't see any way that that's going to happen, is now law. You have opponents who are pushing for maybe a recall campaign. They could do that. They could try to retaliate. Remember, they did that in Wisconsin, and that didn't work very well. In Wisconsin, it was paved the way for this to happen in Michigan. So Indiana's governor signed a right-to-work bill, and that state became the Rust Belt's first to enact the labor union law. So this right-to-work debate, some say debacle, is moving on through the states, and the economic impact could swing either way, but may actually help people in some of these states where they're losing jobs because of the union's stranglehold. They're losing jobs and they're going to other places that are right to work states. So some jobs may actually end up being preserved because of the fact that they're not going to be held. The companies are going to be held to the to what the union's demands are. Because the power in the union was always the fact that, okay, we have this union, you join the union, you pay your $1,000 initiation and whatever it is beyond that, and you have these benefits, and you also have the power of numbers. You have the collective bargaining agreement, and we're going to get you the right number. But that started to wane anyway. So if it's done correctly at a company, then people shouldn't suffer through what the president is saying they will, that their pockets would be picked clean. I think it would be worse to see those companies flee and you end up in a ghost town where nobody's making any dough and you're forced to move from your home in a city or a state or a suburb where you want to be. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Shooting in Oregon, a masked gunman goes into a mall. There's thousands of people there. It's in the afternoon. Come on, this is crunch time. Goes in, white hockey mask and camouflage pants, apparently being described as young. Walks through the parking lot, goes into a Macy's, comes out of the food court, starts to fire away, kills two people, injures another. It's amazing that more people were not killed or hurt in this rampage. And he takes the chicken way out and kills himself after doing that. The SWAT teams and the cops in force looked like there was a riot. They were, the second they got the call, they responded, but it happened so quickly. By the time they got to the mall, all was done. It was already over with, and now it's about why, how this happened, what stories emerge about him. We've seen this, sadly, all too familiar story being played out in different places in the United States and in different spots. For example, the movie theater thing over the summer, strange, odd, the guy's a loner, he didn't get this, this happened to him, his family can't believe it, and who knows what will ultimately emerge as the portrait of who this killer was. It's incredibly unfortunate and awful for those families to deal with, and that's really, really honestly, that's all you can say about that. It is so, so unfortunate that somebody would do that. We move to something completely different in hitting on the headlines. I mentioned Michigan approving the right to work law. I think there were massive protests, and we haven't heard the last of that debate, unions versus right to work. Then we also found out that in Illinois, the concealed carry ban history, the court struck it down. 2-1 was the vote there. Look for that to be run up the flagpole, probably, to the Supreme Court. When that happens, maybe by May, there may be some kind of a ruling there. If it goes and they take it up, and I think they will. And in the meantime, the 2-year fight in Syria with the crazy man Assad in charge, gunning down people all over the place, now it's gotten a little more interesting because the U.S. has stepped in a sense, and said that, okay, we're recognizing this rebel group as the true presence, the true leadership in Syria. What that means, hopefully, is not that we're going to have boots on the ground or pump a bunch of military weapons and money in that direction, but that we're recognizing the rebels as the real government. Maybe there's more pressure to get Assad, and that finally happens. Oh, wouldn't that be great if that happened? This is also something that's all too familiar now in this country. I just don't get it. To my atheist brothers and sisters out there, can we not live and let live? It seems to go against the grain of that to me. We have another nativity war. Something about nativities and the baby Jesus and the wise men and the animals upsets the flow in this country. So here's what's now happened. A chaplain at a naval support activity area in Bahrain has said, confirmed to a couple news organizations, that the nativity scene was canceled. And the reason the nativity scene was canceled is because some atheists are complaining that the live nativity, which is a long-standing tradition at the NSA in Bahrain, that featured the children of military personnel dressed as shepherds and wise men along with Mary and Joseph. It's what they did. It's part of a larger festival, included tree lighting and Christmas music and Santa and all that kind of stuff, saying that it's not good that the Military Association of Atheists and Freethinkers object to the nativity. They filed a complaint with the Navy Inspector General. They argued that the nativity promoted Christianity as the official religion of the base. So, stating that, oh, well, you know, we don't want to have any kind of a, we don't want to offend the Muslim local population that'll see the U.S. military as a Christian force rather than a secular military. Well, then we have now decided that, yeah, we're not going to do this. That it's bad for the military, that it's dangerous, so, you know, we're not going to do it. It's unconstitutional. We are not going to do it. So, too bad, because the kids were excited about doing it and were chosen. You know how that is. Oh, you're going to get the honor of being in this scene. But now they're not going to be in the scene. So this, it just seems, what are we sacrificing here? You have, I mean, it's unthinkable that the military rips up its guarantee of freedom of religious expression. Remember that. And all the sacrifices are going through that they cannot do this. I mean, are you kidding? Aren't we defending constitutional freedoms? We're not trying to trample on them, for goodness sake. Man, the Navy now caving in, not standing the ground, not allowing their personnel to express whatever their religious belief is. Isn't that what the nation is founded on? For goodness sake, it's like a crazy lopsided war on Christmas that makes absolutely no sense to me. Now, if you're an atheist, you'd think, live and let live. I mean, that's my statement, live and let live. Atheists want to be able to have the freedom to express their points of view, and they don't want to be shot down. So why? But it's just too easy to go after nativity scenes. It is, obviously, because we saw what happened in Santa Monica. Now we're seeing what's happening in Bahrain and all over the country. I mean, pretty soon, it's just going to be inside where you have to celebrate your own particular way of celebrating, whatever your brand is, whatever your religious beliefs are, and that's it. And we're just going to be completely homogenized outside of the doors. And that's too bad, because that's the reason that the United States was founded, was to get away from religious persecution, to be able to practice the different religions or what you believed in, and not be slammed, not have the door slammed in your face because of it. And now somehow we have this crazy reversal. And I don't understand. We're talking about a couple of weeks out of the year, especially for these nativity scenes. And I don't understand why they are so offensive to somebody. If I didn't believe, could I just walk by? Can I just not pay attention to it? Why do I have to pay attention to it? Aren't there things that we ignore all day long? For goodness sake, we have our heads down half the time because we're texting somebody. So go figure. And on a final note for this segment, the famed Indian sitar player Ravi Shankar, dead at 92. His sound was definitely unique. He played often with George Harrison, one of the Beatles, and he had, like I said, a very unique brand of music. And he introduced a lot of that traditional Indian music to Western folks over an 8-decade career. And in India, they say he was absolutely a national treasure. A national treasure. I mean, he was the guy who came up with the concept of the rock benefit when he did the 1971 concert for Bangladesh. And, of course, we've seen generations since then, all the various concerts like the Farm Aids, the Live Aids, all that stuff that have come out since 1971. And that particular brand of raising money. And he, as I mentioned, he had a close relationship with George Harrison, the Beatles' lead guitarist, and it just made him rise to a star back in the 60s, and he survived for a very, very long time playing his music and performing all over the world. How about that? So, born in 1920. Mm-mm-mm. All right, we're kicking the can down the road. Hang with us, everybody.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Shoes. We're running down to the mail room right now. We're going to flip open the snail mail box. We got a ton of it, and we're going to go through it. So without further ado, please announce me, Mr. Man.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you. Could we hear that again?
You have mail, mistress.
Very few men will do what I say, so if it has to be a recorded man, that still makes me feel good, just so you know out there. Ah, let's take
yeah, baby!
So true. I'm just a pushover. I'm so easy. Okay, so let's go to our first one. Easy going, that is, by the way. So get your minds out of the gutter. Let's go to this one from Trey, who says, Kate, it just disgusts me what happened in Oregon. It is absolutely a blessing, a miracle, if you will, that more people were not killed when this teenager or young 20-something went into the mall and decided to fire off shots and then ultimately kill himself as well. How depressing for those families and how scary for the people who narrowly escaped. Let's not forget about them. But I do hope this does not become yet another rallying cry for people who would have all guns taken away from citizens. That would be a big mistake, my friends, for many, many reasons. It would take me 3 emails to explain what I mean, but I've listened to you before, and I think you get it. Yeah, it's going to be one of those deals where, absolutely, look, you have somebody has access to guns. Let's see how old he is, what the story is that trickles out. And that's what people are going to be talking about. And there's certainly, there was what happened in Illinois to balance that out, I guess, in a sense, because the ban on concealed weapons, it's like a war zone in parts of Chicago. Boom, that's off the table. I think it gets kicked all the way up, however, to the Supreme Court. So let's talk about this. Let's identify this. And I said this at the just recently on the show, where you can come up with a mountain of evidence, really, it's like preparing for a case. If you can wage an argument, I'm being totally sincere here. You can come up with a mountain of evidence for reasons why there should not be any guns, and then you can come up for a mountain of evidence as to why people should have the right to defend themselves. And I say that if you just look at the basic premise and you look at the Constitution, which really has held up in a very young country, why would you take away a right? Why take away a right and imagine what you would risk? I think the hell that would rain down on us if you completely blew out the guns would be far worse than anything that we have seen. I think what you have to do is try to intensify ways to identify people who are unstable, the people who shouldn't have guns because of the fear of that. And then look specifically in the areas as to what you can do, as to what we can do as a nation to have better, more responsible gun owners. And I know there's probably at least 25 people laughing at that because it almost seems like an oxymoron. How do you police people being responsible gun owners? And the answer is with more literature, with more opportunity, with more events, more ways for people to become skilled and better adapted to the weapon that they have. I mean, the worst thing to me is somebody who gets a gun, has no idea how to really use it. Somebody gives it to them, whatever, which is what would happen if you didn't have basically the laws, whether they're all over the map now, whether you didn't have any of the laws on the books and you just took away all guns, that's what you would have. You'd have this crazy black market of guns, and it would be not a good thing. It recently, even with these Groupons, Living Social, whatever it is that pops into your email, they have weapons classes and how to get a concealed carry permit. And by the way, being in a state, our satellite facility, where there is concealed carry, you got a serious test that you got to pass. You definitely have to jump through a few hoops to get that. They don't just hand it to you. Here, lady, here's your gun. Here, guy, here, dude, here's your gun. That's not what that's about. And I think the more that we promote responsible ownership, the better off we would be instead of butting our heads constantly against the same thing. But regardless, the law of the land is kind of all over the map in different states, and now I think it'll get challenged at the supreme level. So let's see what happens there on the heels of D.C. and now Illinois. All right, moving on to another one. This comes to us from Keith, And Keith also wants to talk about the Oregon Mall scene, and he says, hello, Ms. Delaney, and everybody listening to America Tonight. Kate, I enjoy your show. I really do. I enjoyed your trip to Ireland and all the times that I believe I've heard you in D.C. and other places as well. You're tough to figure out because I think you're an open-minded woman, which I sincerely enjoy, and that's probably why I like listening to you. However, I cannot agree with you, and I'm very surprised at your stance on guns. I think the more maniacs and people who are out of their minds for whatever reason have access to guns, the more dangerous our lives become once we leave our homes. You walk out the front door, you can encounter anything. And I think if we didn't have guns like they don't have in other countries, then we wouldn't have to fear so much for the possibilities that you could simply be going to a mall and would have to dodge bullets. Well, Keith, I respectfully disagree, and thank you for listening to the show and pointing that out. I would say the opposite. I would say that, you know, if we statistically look at guns and we look at things that have happened, and we compare drunk driving, we compare other things that can happen to us, it is always a danger when you leave the bubble and you're living your life, because we can encounter anything from plane crashes to being clobbered on the head by somebody to encountering a domestic violence situation where, you know, you're stabbed or pushed or shoved or who knows what. And that's the other part of the thing, this equation. If somebody wants to do harm and they don't have a gun, okay, so that would eliminate, you know, the coming in with a rifle, automatic rifle, and hit, you know, sending off all these rounds and everything. But if they don't have a gun, if somebody doesn't have a gun and they really want to do some kind of harm to somebody, let's say the individual crimes, they're going to find a way to do it. You know, they're going to find a way to cause other havoc, whether it's explosives or some other form of violence that could be used versus using the gun. However, I agree that what happened at the Oregon Mall was terrible. Just there are no words for that, the time of year, and I just can't even imagine, like I said, the families and getting those phone calls is just terrible. Okay, this one comes to us from Benjamin, who says, Syria, you got to be kidding me that now we are recognizing the opposition coalition. Kate, what happens when the opposition coalition falls apart? If they are a band of merry men or not so merry men, and they find themselves disbanded. It's kind of like backing the Muslim Brotherhood and Mohamed Morsi in Egypt. Now we see what's happened there. So now we're going to back this Syrian rebel group that I guess we've cherry-picked, the U.S. has. And is this really the right way to go? Well, here's the thing. There's not going to be any kind of financial support, I don't think, that's going to be pushed to the Syrian conflict. So that's not going to happen. So we're not going to lose any financial backing there, and there's not going to be any military backing that's going to be provided there. Just diplomatically, it'll boost the anti-Assad movement and the political cause, because this has been 2 years of fighting. So on one hand, that could be good from the point of just keeping the pressure on. However, if that transitions into what we're not expected to do, meaning dump in money, dump in military support, then we're in trouble again, because us arming the rebels to overthrow Assad is not a good idea. Pumping more money into these situations is not a good idea. I don't think so. Especially if we end up with some kind of boots on the ground. Oh, please, you got to be kidding. Let's hope these rebels, these factions that have been turned into one, can rally around, get the diplomatic help that they need, rally around each other, and come up with a way to get rid of Assad. That's what has to happen. They have to fight fire with fire and then some, because 2 years is absolutely 2 years too long. All right, no matter what you want to talk about, remember, you can always shoot me or fire off, a better way to say that, an email at americatonight.com. Click on contact and bada bing, just like that, you are in. Whatever it is that you want to talk about, whether it's the tragedies that happen, like in Oregon, or something else, that's the way to get to us. Plus, you can check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
Just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, 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 when it came to winning blue ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. You took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
Loopholes, clips, cuts. Man, I'm sick of hearing those words. Speaker of the House John Boehner, tit for tat, went after the Prez on Tuesday. He accused the leader of the free world of slowly walking negotiations, that's what he called it, to avoid the fiscal cliff, and urged him to name specific cuts in government spending that he would negotiate with. It's just like the Democrats calling the Republicans out saying, well, what loopholes? What loopholes are we talking about with taxes, changing the tax code? What loopholes would we close? What tax deductions are in trouble? And now they're turning it around. The Republicans are saying, okay, well, you want to call us out on that, then we're going to call you out on it. Let's find out what we're talking about here. Name the specifics. We want to know what it is. And now Boehner is saying he's going to accept higher tax revenue as part of a deal. But he would have to see what the cuts are in the government benefits programs. So we'll do it if you'll do it. It's kind of like, you show me yours, I'll show you mine. Cards, that is. Show me your cards. You know, you have to flip them over. So nobody's doing that specifically right now. The White House says that they're looking at $300 billion in proposed Medicare savings that are included in the budget, another $250 billion in non-health benefit programs. So again, what does that mean? And here's the other part of this. And Tomas, when he calls in from Michigan, points this out, and he's right about this. And we have talked about it on America Tonight. You know, whenever these things are offered up there, and it's almost like a sleight of hand. Because are people paying attention when we say, oh, across the board tax increases and spending cuts in government programs? You know, this is the thing. What, first of all, forget even this whole lack of specifics, but the predictions and the indicators of this is what we're going to do, it's never in that year. It's 10 years down the line. Okay, over the course of 10 years, this is what's going to happen. This is how much we're going to save. It's a very clever way of avoiding the specifics in this problem. Economists, we have talked to so many economists, and I guess we'll talk to a score more so that you really can get the flavor of this if you missed any of those conversations, which, by the way, if you go to the website, if you go to America Tonight, click on what you missed, and if you go down it, you'll see they're in all the different interviews that have been listed for however long, and it's been a long time now, you'll find economists and different kinds of economists and talking about this that we've talked about, what the combination would mean, what actually will send us into a recession. What is it that's going to push us over this crazy edge of this balancing act that we're, you know, that we're doing? So part of it has got to be, and you know, there is a government waste giant. It's not even a pamphlet anymore. It's a giant report that comes out, and we've gone through it. We went through it a couple of weeks ago, and we do it each and every year on America Tonight, where you find out where some of the money is being spent. What if we really just went through and cut out some of the nonsense? Like the fact that, and even Tom Coburn pointed this out, because, of course, you can go to the highlights, you can go to the reel, and you can find this stuff, where, you know, you have taxpayers spending $325,000 on a robotic squirrel named Robo Squirrel. This is one of the things that has been pointed out. How about beauty products for cats and dogs? How about Moroccan pottery classes? So Coburn is right, and we've gone through it. In fact, on our next show, we'll tell you about some more unbelievable things that you have no idea. You're funding. You pay taxes. All of our taxes collectively are paying for some ridiculous things. You can believe this as far as Social Security is concerned. I guarantee this will happen. Gradually, meaning I will certainly be in this category, Matt will certainly be in this category, and many of you listening to this show will be fall into this category. The age of eligibility for Medicare will definitely jump up a couple years. That's going to be 67. It's 65 now. Oh, that's jumping up. There's no question. I guess it's really a question of what's going to happen with Social Security overall. And what happens with the Social Security payroll tax cut, because that expires on January 1st. What happens to unemployment? What happens there? what happens when you have doctors who treat Medicare patients and they don't want to do it anymore because they're having such a tough time cutting through the red tape. So there are certainly things that we can point to, but why not learn the specifics of it? Why not tell us the specifics of it? And let both the Democrats and the Republicans lay it down. I mean, lay it down. Don't make it vague. It'd be like going, you know, it'd be like going to a, in a different way, and there's lots of ways to compare this. It'd be like going to a, hearing about this motivational speaker. Oh, you have to go see whoever. I mean, I can make up a name, but let's just use someone that's out there now. You have to go see Anthony Robbins because he's going to change your life. You are going to make millions of dollars if you go and see him, or at least you'll get on the path to being a true capitalist and taking advantage of all the opportunities. So you spend money that you don't really have, and it's pretty pricey because you have no money. You don't have great money. You're a sweater, meaning you're sweating it out between every paycheck. But you decide this is worth it. You're going to pay the $250, and you're going for an all-day seminar. So you get to the all-day seminar, but throughout the seminar, you're hearing about this is your greatest, you know, your rock music is playing, and he's jumping on the stage, and he's talking to people, and he's waving his arms, and he's a good-looking guy, and he's in shape, and you want to believe, and you've heard his story. And you go through the whole day, and you feel really pumped up, and then you realize when you leave, you spent $250, and you don't have anything specific to point to that's going to change your life. You just have a good feeling, and you heard a couple of great stories that were inspiring, and you heard about how they got there, but you don't have any map to take your life there. You don't know what you're supposed to do to get on the trail of reaching those expectations that you have now that you've been to the seminar. And I'm not picking on Anthony Robbins, Tony Robbins, because he probably gives people meat. I was just giving an example of somebody that is well-known where you invest in it. So we invest. We're investing in our country. That's what it is. It's an investment that we all make, right? And we would like to see some returns on that investment or at least realize that we've got something at the end of the road. But we don't get a real, I don't think you get a real good feeling of that, a real good gauge of it. So good for Boehner for saying that the Prez is slow walking in the cliff talks, because the Republicans are getting called out for not saying what they're specifically going to close in loopholes. Guarantee one thing that will bite the dust is if you are writing off the mortgage. I guarantee that goes. The child credit may hang around, but the mortgage deduction, whatever it is you're taking now, that goes. And charities are scared to death because they know people write off big amounts on charities legitimately. And, you know, that whole thing about do you want a receipt might now not even be something that you hear, especially for bigger amounts. And the charities across the board are very worried that they're going to see that people are down as far as giving money to the charities, because the other incentive for them is to be able to write it off, and so they may give less. So other things will ultimately be affected by whatever the decisions are here at the end of this game, because it really is like a game. One that we don't want to try to nail, because I can't tell you what the score is going to be at the end of this one, folks, and the clock is definitely running.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
Worse! How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!
Here it comes.
comes another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is physician strength oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.